You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Friday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:20pm. John Gibby, Gareth Topham and Andrew Mount, the team in the studio. Busy day as well. We've got Newcastle, Warwick, Lingfield and Exeter in the afternoon. Wolverhampton and Dundalk throughout the evening. And as well as that, if you want to watch the action live and free from Newcastle, Lingfield and Wolverhampton, you can get that on Betting TV. If you want to give that a watch, it's williamhill.com or on the William Hill app. Right now, joining myself, Mark Walton, to look ahead to the action on Friday, it's Tom Morley. How are you, Tom?
I'm very well, thank you, Mark.
Good. Now, we're going to take a little glance towards the weekend action, and bang in the middle of the jump season, we'd normally be looking at what's coming up at Kempton or whatever, but you're going to look at the action at Lingfield, and seeing as we've got a leading flat owner and a chief aficionado of the all-weather game, it makes sense to look at the
Inter Derby and the
Hever Sprint, doesn't it?
I might be a little bit more useful.
Only slightly more.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a low base to work from. But a good card at Lingfield, and one that I've had some reasonable runs in before, and I got a runner in each this time.
I like it. It adds to the weekend, doesn't it? Because you've got that good jumping, but then you've got some actually pretty good flat animals out as well on the all weather. So it's a nice mixture, isn't it?
Definitely. And certainly as far as the Winter Derby goes, I mean, we've got some real proper horses. Unfortunately, I feel, because I'm probably having a runner in the race, I wouldn't want it to be too strong, would I? But there's no doubt the quality of the horses now running in it are top notch.
Let's start with the Hever Sprint Stakes, because that comes up first on the card. It's a listed race over 5 furlongs. Good effort, the favourite at the moment at 7-4. 5-1 for Furious. Watchable is 11-2. 6-1 Harem Queen. 13-2 Royal Birth. Corinthian Knight is 12-1. Puds is 12-1 as well. And 33-1 for Chitra as it stands at the moment. Logical starting point will be Royal Birth, given that you own the horse. Looking forward to it? Do you fancy your chances?
I think he's got an each-way chance. He did win this race a few years ago. I just have this slight concern that I don't know if he's right at the very top of his game at the moment. I mean, he's had some bad luck at times, so some of it's not his fault. And the run, for instance, at Lingfield over 6, you could rule that out, because that wouldn't be his cup of tea at all. But I was disappointed. The race didn't go his way last time which Watchable won. I had Royal Birth and Street Parade in it, and I'll be honest, I had hoped I'd get a 1-2 in that race, and I ended up getting a 2-3, which never pleases me. But that's probably not helped. Street Parade fell out the stalls, and they didn't go the pace that I hoped they would then.
Yeah.
And Royal Birth does need them to go a pace. But, you know, he wasn't far behind Good Effort up at Newcastle. I know Good Effort was idling once in front, but you know, another stride or two and we'd have probably won that. So, and as I say, he's won this very race before, so I think he's a decent each way price. He's got a half good draw in 3 there, because he's not the greatest at cornering. He's quite often on the wrong leg as he goes around the bends, which isn't very helpful, but hopefully there'll be someone who's outside to keep him in. Otherwise, he'll end up on the M25, like sometimes he does if he's around the outside. And if we look at the other horses, I mean, Corinthian Knight, I think, is what Corinthian Knight is, but is definitely beatable. Like Puds and Chitra have got plenty to make up on the ratings. Harem Queen has got to prove it away from Southall. Watchable, I think, is a grand old stick, but, you know, I wouldn't be completely frightened of it. Although I respect it. Furious hasn't run for half a year nearly, and that's definitely got to improve, that horse, because I mean, I'm looking at it beat My Horse Street Parade at Chelmsford probably, I think, 2 runs back in just a 3-runner race. You know, that was a 3-year-old's only. This is a completely different kettle of fish. Maybe she will show a lot more this year, but she does need to. And then you've got the top horse, Good Effort, who has been posting lots of good efforts. And some people would even wonder why they've even bothered turning up, because obviously they've already qualified for the finals day, but clearly this horse likes racing, and why not? You can pick up another load of cash, you know, 25 grand to the winner, you know, on on everything we've seen recently, good effort, drawn in one, going to jump and run and should win. Hopefully I'm wrong and Royal Berth can pounce late and win instead. Yeah. So I'd say Royal Berth's got an each way chance, but I'd be hard pressed to go away from good effort as a selection.
Okay, good effort, the most likely winner then, but hoping for a big run from Royal Berth. And on to the 3:15 at Lingfield on Saturday, the mile and a quarter Winter Derby Stakes, a Group 3. It's an all-weather fast-track qualifier as well, but it's a big race in its own right, so I don't know why I said that. Bangkok, the favourite, at 8-11, 7-4 Dubai Warrior, Courthouse is 14-1, 25-1 Dalgano, Entangling 33s with Master of the World, and Pactolus is 40-1, so yours is priced up as the outsider of a big price outsider.
Yeah.
Is he better than 40-1 suggests?
Well, he was priced up, I think, pretty much a similar way, both in this and then on the all-weather finals day in the middle distance, and I think he came third in both of them last year. At a, off a, you know, similar, well, he would be rated in a similar way and, yeah, was in the similar place in the market. Again, I just, I mean, Pactolus came fourth last time, and that was the race that Bangkok beat Courthouse, beat Dalgano, and Pactolus was fourth, Master of the World was fifth. Normally, Pactolus travels really well, and he actually didn't travel that well that day, which, again, it just makes me wonder if he's quite at the top of his game. He's struggles now because he's high in the handicap, and he's always vulnerable to something improving, like Felix on Boxing Day, or he's got to run in races like this where he's... Now these people want to run their horses, and on all weather, it's a bit of a nuisance. But you know, I'd be hopeful. I think a realistic place, I'd hope we might get fourth, maybe if we're lucky, fourth or fifth. I ought to be a couple home. But then you're looking at, as I say, I mean, Bangkok beat Courthouse the other day, and Bangkok sluiced up.
Yeah,
and looks very hard to beat. Dubai Warrior, of course, last time that one ran, which was just after Christmas, I think, or was it just before Christmas?
Just
before Christmas, also beat Courthouse. So you're automatically thinking Courthouse shouldn't be winning this. It should be one of the other two, and I do prefer Bangkok's chances over Dubai Warrior, though. You know, as I say, you're getting some real proper horses running in these now. I mean, why couldn't Mr. Gosden send them all over to Saudi or somewhere to, you know, keep them away and let people like me win a few quid in the meantime? But alas, no, not anymore. And they'll probably reply, well, actually, we've sent a few others over. So, yeah, I mean, this is, it's just, these are top-notch horses any time of the year, aren't they? That's the bottom line, especially Bangkok. I think Bangkok will win, as I say. If we can, I'd like to think if we can scrape into fourth or fifth would be a realistic objective. And you never know, if someone like Courthouse over-races to try and beat one of the front two, maybe that will weaken and we can pick up some pieces.
So Bangkok the right favourite then?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, he's finished second in a King Edward VII this summer, hasn't he?
So. You know, this is it's just, you know, you probably hoped before the last run maybe he wouldn't handle the track or something, but no, sadly not.
Okay, well, best of luck.
Thank you.
Are you going to Lingfield on Saturday?
No.
No?
I've got football, but with the weather, you never know at the moment. But in theory, I've got football, but I might go to Wolverhampton Monday night.
Right. Is that a clue? Is there
no, that's not a clue. It's just... It's not that far away from Huntingdon where I'll be, and I've got three or four runners, maybe four or five runners, so I thought I'd show willing.
You're a changed man.
No. Once a month.
On to the action on Friday then. Let's get stuck into some races. Tom's gone back to Lingfield for the 3:30 there on Friday, 7 furlong handicap, class 3 event. Fuente, the joint favourite with Ginger Fox at the time of recording this, they're both 5-2. De Vegas Kid is 11-4. Calder Prince 100-30. Tintoretto is 11-1 and 33-1 for Bungee Jump. Front four in the market all look to have strong enough claims here. It's quite open to say there's only six runners, four of them could win it, so it's that kind of race, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm looking at it thinking, well, maybe I've been a bit of a fool to pick this race. But anyway, I'm going with the top horse, Calder Prince. Now, look, he does have to carry a hefty weight, and I guess that's one disadvantage, because he's rated 92. Being a 0-90, the next horse down isn't actually until Bungee Jump, who's rated 85. So that means that Bungee Jump gets the official top weight, and therefore Calder Prince has to carry £7 more than the official top weight, which is unusual, because normally you'd get a 90 rated horse and it wouldn't be too bad, and Calder Prince would be carrying 9.9 or something. But there you go, if that's the way it goes. So that is a disadvantage for Calder Prince, but he's a really consistent horse on the all weather. 3 months off Chelmsford in January, that was 6 furlongs. He wasn't beaten far into third in a race that the useful Storm Over won. And last time went to Wolverhampton, that's a race I know well. The race itself was a total mess because the favourite Gafe came out of the stalls awkwardly, so the rider lost his irons. My horse, Reeves, was never well positioned going for his five-timer. But Calder Prince looked as if everything really had gone to plan. Swept to the front, looked as if the race was there, and got reeled in late by Youngfire. But this race, I think, just looks a grade lower than that one. You know, against... No disrespect to Fuente, Ginger Fox and De Vega's Kid. They're good horses, but I do feel they're a level lower than perhaps what that race was. And I think this is the right distance for Calder Prince. I mean, Bungee Jump has already run once this week poorly. He goes from the front, so that will probably set the pace. Fuente, I like Fuente as a horse, and he has been in good form. He came second at Wolverhampton in December, then found 6 furlongs at that track too short. But... he plugged on a bit. He went to the front over 6 at Newcastle. Actually, it might have been at Kempton, actually, the 6 furlongs, wasn't it? Too short behind Los Camachos. He's got a lot of form with my horse, Heartstopper. It just got beaten by me when we nailed him on the line at Newcastle.
Yeah.
But that's quite decent form. And then Lingfield last time out came out on top. So that's a nice... I think it's a nice horse. Just think Calder Prince has got more class. Ginger Fox, they retained for 60 grand at the sales the other day. I think that was a bit optimistic myself, but there you go, wanting more than that. But again, a horse who over time generally has placed more than one, but went into the sales in really good form, had won at Kempton. That was also against Heartstopper, when Heartstopper stopped in front and Ginger Fox wanted to win more. But again, I'm thinking that Calder Prince is better than all that form. So I'm hoping Calder Prince is going to come out on top. I think De Vega's Kid actually has been a little bit under form at the moment, so I'm quite surprised at where that one is in the betting. And the other two I don't fancy. So hopefully Calder Prince will just track the leaders and pounce nicely.
Nice talk through the reasoning there from Tom then. Calder Prince at 130 at the time of recording this, so a decent enough price there in that 330 at Lingfield. And final race we look at is the 515 at Wolverhampton. This is a mile and 1.5 furlongs for Division 1 of this particular Class 6 handicap. Pretty Little Liar, 11-4 favourite. Zeshov, 3-1. 11-2 Double Reflection. 6-1 for Thori. Traveller is 7-1. 9-1 Noble Account. 11s for Amor Fati. 11s for Warrior Spirit. And Rock Up in Style, something that Tom always does, 28-1. It's not the highest grade of race, this. And
no.
A lot of people would turn the page when they get to this if they were trying to pick something out for Friday's racing. So what's made you pick this race?
You don't get paid any more for a winner in a Grade 1 race than this, you know.
Yeah. Well, you do. The prize money's higher. But
no, I'm not if you're betting on it.
No, I get what you said. 11-4 winner in this race pays the same as 11-4 winner.
Exactly.
Yeah, 11-4 winner at Royal Ascot, yeah.
And what I've been waiting for Double Reflection to run over that little bit further.
Yeah.
Namely, the mile, 1.5 today. Now, the disadvantage is the track. I'd actually rather Double Reflection was running at Southall. But... you know, Wolverhampton, most horses handle it and does have a little bit of form amongst its numerous runs there and is in better form anyway. She hasn't won for ages, and she's actually struggled for this yard over longer distances to start with, but slipped in the handicap, workable mark, last week at Chelmsford, dropped to this trip. She did much better to be second, and then caught, actually it was a bit shorter than this trip, then caught my eye at Southall last week again, 3 days later. It was only three quick runs back. But both times I thought, just needs that extra distance. We're staying on quite nicely, I thought, the other day at Southall. The track, as I say, is a concern, but we've seen 3Cs has run again since pretty well. Equiday, who came second in that race last time at Southall, has actually just reversed the form with 3Cs, but the form's been franked. And as I said, this horse was staying on nicely, just looking, begging for the extra 2 furlongs, I thought, and we get the extra 1.5 anyway here, so that's... But it's, you know, sometimes you get a horse in your head, you think, I've just got to wait for it to run over this. This is this horse, basically. Pretty Little Liar is the main opposition at present. That's over from Ireland. It's just a model of inconsistency, really. Yeah. And we know plenty of the Irish Raiders do win, and obviously getting plenty of weight from Double Reflection. But, yeah, inconsistent profile. Zeshov, surprised by winning last time. That was up at Newcastle. But, again, another very inconsistent horse. and I just can't have that one following up. Thorey finds winning even harder than Traveller, who we'll deal with shortly. You know, Thorey will probably be flying at the finish and come third like normal. Traveller has won twice in its career. Once was two runs ago when it shouldn't have won anyway because Thunder Road got no passage at all. But again, Thorey and Traveller, if you're doing like a place pot or something, they're that type of horse, but winning they find difficult.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping Double Reflection will beat those. And the rest, I'll be surprised if Noble Account challenges for the win, gets the cheek pieces on for the first time. And the other three, Amor Fati, Warrior Spirit and Rock Up in Style, definitely need to improve on their recent efforts. So hopefully Double Reflection can do it.
11 to 2 in the market at the moment as well. So an each way price, Double Reflection, if that's where you'd like to play it. Of all of that you've spoken about, strongest opinion in that?
I think Double Reflection actually would be my favourite out of those two. But I'll be surprised if Bangkok and Good Effort don't win on Saturday.
Yeah. With nine runners, 11 to 2 looks like an each way bet.
It
nothing,
does at the
it?
Moment, yeah.
If you can take that 11 to 2 before it...
Before it goes on the back of this.
Of course, it's going to shorten on the word of Tom Morley. Thanks, Tom. It's been a pleasure. Cheers. Best of luck and enjoy the action on Friday.
Thank you.
And good luck at the weekend as well.
Thank you.
There you go, the thoughts of Tom Morley. And that's his thoughts for Friday's racing. A little look ahead towards the Winter Derby and that good card at Lingfield on Saturday as well. You'll hear all of Friday's action on Racing Radio from 12:20 PM. John Gibby, Gareth Topham and Andrew Mark, the team in the studio. Busy afternoon, Newcastle, Warwick, Lingfield and Exeter. And that usual Friday evening fair on the all-weather as well, Wolverhampton and Dundalk. And don't forget, free-to-air, live and free coverage of Newcastle, Lingfield and Wolverhampton on Betting TV as well. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing Podcast. Best of luck with your bets and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.